Hello, and welcome back to the Dungeons & Dragons Podcast UK. My name is Yasmin, and I will be the DM.
Hi, my name's Colin, and I play Kewin de Greymont, a paladin from Gavany.
Hi, I'm Spencer. I play Caddo Chasseur, a cleric also from Gavany.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I play Ogvar Shorefoot, a ranger from Keswick.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I play Elora Greyvale, a sorcerer from Nephalia.
After ridiculous roping and overcautious climbing calamities, the group gain access to a grate to the lower ground floor of the lighthouse. What appeared to be an innocent puddle on a stone floor proved a slightly more sticky prospect as it revealed its identity as an ooze. Gala's posturing proved all too much, as both his weaponry and wardrobe were assimilated by the acidic abomination. The obstinate obstacle was eventually obliterated, and having regained some composure, it is time for the team to tread onward and upward. Episode 31, Catch of the Day.
Okay, so do you want me to lead again? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to walk over to the bottom of the stairs and then start going up the stairs.
Okay, so you walk up the stairs. You've still got light going?
Yes.
So you get up to the top of the stairs. The room's obviously exactly the same shape as before because it's a lighthouse. So you can only see... I mean, you've got a bit of light coming in through onto this level. There's a natural spotlight almost where you broke that window.
Okay.
Into the room. But when you get up there, you can see to your... It's very dim lighting, but the area you've got brightly lit illuminated in front of you... You can see, it's almost like a living room. You can imagine it's someone's living room. But the very curious thing is that all of the pieces of furniture seem to be pushed to the edges of the wall.
Who sees this?
That would probably be Galor, Elora and Kewin.
Okay.
It seems a bit like a sitting room. Shall we try and head towards the door and open it?
I think that might be wise.
I think that's a start. I think if we we could do with another form of escape, so there's two exits. It's always wise because, I mean, there's nothing to suggest that there's anything unusual here other than the fact that it's a basement. Things lurk in basements, don't they?
But, I'll do the old detect evil.
Yeah, go with that one.
So you drop to your knees. Are you detecting it across towards the front door, are you?
Yes, yeah. In the direction.
You
the front door's here, is it?
Yeah, the front door's on the exact opposite side of that. Entrance, basically, where you've just come in. The passageway where you came in. So you detect evil towards the entrance, and there's no sense of evil.
Okay.
You got anything, Kewin?
No, so I'll just go a bit closer in, and, you know, I'll go...
Ogvar from down below, not be able to see anything, so maybe stay to the outside of the rooms.
Yes, well I'll go to the right to get a bit more light.
Well, I don't mind giving you a hand. Do you want a hand trying to move this bookcase?
Yes, I shall go over and, have an old push.
Gallo, do you want to grab a bit and try and pull?
I'll give it a go. Yeah.
So you're all kind of coming up into the room at this point. Can you all show me what path you're taking across the room?
I walk around the outside.
You're walking around the outside?
I'm walking through the middle because...
Okay.
Oh, damn it. Why did I do that? Well, I thought, there's all the furniture around the outside. I thought, there's no... Oh, is it like the floor is lava? It's going to be another puddle monster in the middle.
Where
are we going? Oh, I'm just going to go now.
Well, luckily...
You don't look ill yet, it's all right.
Okay, make me a reflex save then, please.
Which one?
D20. Reflex is dead.
All right.
Always a D20, but you had the modifier on.
That's one, okay. 8.
Okay.
As you walk across in the middle of the room, I'm assuming everyone else is kind of filtered up into the main room at this point.
Yeah, because everyone was in a line.
Is Esther still just retailing, Charlie?
Yep, she's just tailing. You've got Kieran by the door illuminating that kind of half of the room, and you've got Alora stood by the top of the stairs illuminating the top of the stairs in the middle of the room. And as Gala walks across the middle of the room, there is a loud click.
Oh.
And from the ceiling falls a large net.
Well, and
you are completely pinned to the floor by said large net.
Oh.
It makes a loud thump as you hear the rope hit the ground, and you also hear kind of large, the weights on the edge of it hit the ground. You hear a very large thump. And from upstairs, you hear, "What's that?"
Ogvar's going to draw his bow and point it towards the stairs.
Alora's going to spin round and look at Gala spread all over the floor. And she's going to say to him, "What are you doing down there now? This is no time to have a lie down. We've got things to do."
"I'm tired. I just wanted a bit of a rest, to be
Can
fair."
She attempt to peel it back off him?
Make me a strength check. I would just say now that the stairs up to the next level, it's like helter skelter around the inside of this building, so obviously the stairs are
coming right like this.
Exactly. This
one.
That is a 20 all in.
20 all in. Okay, with the 20 all in, you are able to haul this heavy net and just kind of peel it back and lift it enough for Gala to call out.
Right, quick, get yourself out, Gala. I can't hold this for long. It's heavy.
Well, don't know why you're larking about. Come on, let's get to it.
I'm going to drop the edge of it back down and leave him where he is.
Okay.
Ogvar is going to shout up the stairs. "We know you're upstairs, we heard you. I think it's time you came down."
I'm going to turn around to Ogvar and I say, I'm going to turn around to Kuin and Caddo and just say, "Leave him under there, he's out of bother."
Okay. Don't see why, but okay. She seems to be in a bad mood.
She does, doesn't she?
Maybe we should get her a drink. Right, so I'm going to walk out. I'm stood by the door. I'm going to try and try and move the cabinet.
Okay, seems like a very odd path of things to do, but all right. Okay, mate.
Was there any response to what he shouted?
I was
going to get onto that. So I'll sort that first. The answer and response you get to your comment is no. And an arrow flies down the stairs.
Ooh,
roll initiative.
Should I roll initiative? Because I'm currently pinned
roll under initiative. Yeah, roll initiative. You can get yourself out of this if you roll good enough.
Oh, we'll take that. Four. Maybe not.
Yeah, we'll take that.
That's a 13 all in from Alora.
Okay, just
need to shoot back up. Oh no, sorry. Six. Am I sort of just going to flail underneath and then just go?
Ogvar?
17.
Alora?
That was a 13 all in.
Caddo?
18. 15. Oh, some good numbers there, people.
Yeah, unfortunately
and
they're not.
Esther is bringing up the rear with the two. Okay. Right. So. First up, we have Caddo. You've all been made aware, you've all heard this arrow fly down and tink against the stone as it misses. It's more like a warning shot in this sense, but it's come from the stairs, so directly kind of above you.
So, I got a feel from which direction it came from?
So where the stairs are curving round, if you want to put a rubber on, kind of back a bit further. There we go, but it's up the next level, so you haven't got there.
So it kind of shot across my field of vision.
And where's Gala lying?
Yeah, kind of.
He's lying in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got you up first, Caddo.
Hey, I am steady on up there. We're friendly. We were asked to come and to make sure you're all right. Just ease up on those arrows.
You may be friendly, but I'm not.
I can see that. You've trapped me in a bloody net.
Should have walked across the room then.
Well, you could have said...
Is this person all the way up there?
Yeah,
right, you're going to have to shout.
Well, you could have said...
What kind of logic is that?
Well, I don't know. You heard people stomping and getting melted by giant puddle things, you know? You could have said.
Besides, you set off the trap.
But you shouldn't have put the trap there.
I mean, I wouldn't have walked across a room where all the furniture's cleared and there's just a massive hole in the middle of the room, personally.
Who are you?
Well,
I took the efficient route. I went straight through the middle rather than following your convoluted path across the room.
Okay.
So, keeping very close to the edge of the wall...
Yeah.
I'm going to move round clockwise...
Yeah.
...to next to Curian.
So, or all the way around here?
We're in combat now, so...
Are we? Oh, sorry.
30 foot.
Okay.
So underneath where the arrows come from, because it's harder to shoot you there. There we go.
Okay, there we go. Is that your turn?
Yeah, I'm done talking to the idiot.
Okay, next up we have Ogvar.
I'm going to shout up as well. Say, we mean you no harm as long as you mean us none.
I mean you harm.
Why?
Because, obviously, we're not meant to be here. And you're here to get rid of us.
I'll turn around. I don't think they're the lighthouse keepers.
Let me reason with them. I
don't think you're in any position to do anything down there.
Oh, I know, right? Just hear me out, right?
You can reason with them on your turn. Okay.
Okay, so, having that little bit of conversation, are the stairs going sort of, is that the top of the stairs or the bottom of the stairs?
That is kind of where the bottom of the stairs is. That's kind of where the arrows landed, and they're just continuing up.
They continue around this way, yeah. I will move up towards Caddo as well, and sort of just be underneath the stairs.
Okay, yep. Okay, so
I'm going to leave it at that for the moment.
Okay. Kewin, you're up next.
Well, so they're rather unfriendly, aren't they? We've got squatters. So.
Squatters.
I'm going to move.
Okay.
I'm not walking across
there, just
so
in case I get...
You move, it's alright. Okay. Just state how far
so
you move.
So, from where you are by the door, you're now moving back across, kind of like a quarter way around the edge of the room, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. About 20 foot.
Are you moving, doing anything else?
There's not really an awful lot I can do, so...
Okay. So...
The stairs spiral clockwise.
They helter-skelter upwards, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so next up we have Adora.
Oh, look up the middle. Can I see this person at the top?
Where are you looking? Oh, up the middle of the staircase.
Yeah.
You can see him. There is a woman stood there. She's wearing leather armour, and her leather armour is very, it's very tight-fitting, very form-fitting. She's kind of decorated it up with bits of fabric which flow around, and she's got a very nice cape on.
How far up is she?
She's stood at the top of the stairs, so she's about 30 foot up.
Oh, the stairs only go up 30 foot of the 170?
Yes, each level of this lighthouse is 30 foot.
Right.
From floor to ceiling, each room
is she the only person I can see?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to call up and say, who are you? Why are you here?
Why would I tell you that?
I can't see you. Let me see you.
You can't see her. You can literally see her at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, I can't quite hear you. You need to lean over a bit further.
No!
Right. I am going to reach inside my backpack.
Right.
And I am going to pull out my wand of hold person.
Okay.
Right. I am going to whip it round in one fluid motion and cast from it.
Yep, so you cast a spell off of this wand. Roll to hit.
So I'm going to flick this wand. This wand, it's going to go. Okay, so that would be an 18 to hit.
Okay, 18 to hit, and it hits. And then she's got to make a will save.
She has.
What's your save DC?
15.
With 21, she beats the spell save DC.
God!
It's worth a try.
Laura's going to swear under her breath.
Ha ha! That won't work on me!
Not maybe this time. That's my full round. I have to end my turn at that point.
Okay, so it is the bard's turn.
So I'm guessing, am I thinking right, that the stairs go through what looks like a sort of a hatchway through the next floor?
It's an open staircase. So where the stairs come down, the entire section above is like open.
Yeah, but how's the floor supported of each level?
It's only that little bit where the stairs
where the stairs are.
Yeah.
Is she looking out of a little sort of hatchway that the stairs go up to the next floor? Or is there a door that she's looking through? That's the next floor.
It's open, so if you imagine it, there's like a large rectangular chunk missing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
so this roof is supported by beams.
Yeah, so it kind of almost looks like a hatchway that she's looking through.
Mm. It's like the same shape as the stair.
Yes.
Open,
yeah.
Curl
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care, but if it ends in bloodshed, then I'm having that cape. Just to make up for my armour that's lost.
He needs it to cover his modesty.
Exactly.
Be using his feather up to cover that.
Right, okay, so she is going to attempt to take a shot at Elora.
Oh, is she now?
She cackles manically. And she pulls back her bow. She pulls back the bowstring and a 9 to hit.
You miss.
So the arrow bounces off the stone floor, kind of landing a short distance away, and it doesn't hit you. So next up we have Gallop.
Oh, no.
I'm
going
to
sneeze,
Bowie. Excuse me.
So at this point you can make a strength check to get yourself out of, or a grapple check to get yourself out of this net.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so roll a grapple check.
Oh, 8. No.
14. No, you're that are lying on the floor kind of thrashing around, but this net, it's scraping and moving slightly across the floor, but you're still pinned. Okay, next up is Esther. Esther is going to come round and kind of join you where you are, Elora. She's going to attempt to shoot the bard. Okay, so with a plus...
We wouldn't know it's a bard.
Shoot the opponent. So with a 23 she hits. And the second one is going to be a... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. She hits with both attacks.
God bless Esther.
11 points of damage she does to the bard. So Esther comes around, and without any sort of... Esther doesn't really need prompting with much when it comes to combat. She goes, right, that's it, you're having it! And she releases...
Go, Esther.
...two arrows, one after the other. And these arrows, the one lands into the bard, into the opponent's left shoulder, and it forces her shoulder back. And as the one shoulder forces back, the second arrow follows up neatly into the other shoulder, pushing the other shoulder back. And the opponent drops the bow, and the bow clatters downstairs towards you, Elora. And she's kind of hunched over, trying to like pull the arrow out of her shoulder joint. And just you can see the agony and the pain on her face. There's blood dripping down the shaft of the arrow. She's looking a mess. And next up we have Caddo.
Okay. Can I still see her?
From that angle, just about.
Oh, well, let's have a crack with a crossbow then.
Okay.
Why not? Oh, we like that. That'll be 20 all in.
That hits. Roll your damage.
5.
5 points of damage. Okay. And there we go. Your bolt, you shoot this bolt, and with her state, she's kind of hunched over, trying to pull these arrows out of her joints. This bolt fires and it lands directly in her side, just below her ribs. And she goes, ah! As this bolt hits in pain and staggers back a couple of steps. Do you want to do anything else on your turn?
No.
Okay. Next up we have Ogvar.
Can I see her from where I am, or have I got to move around a bit?
Where are you?
I'm one closer.
No, you're just a bit too far around to be able to see her.
Okay, so I'm going to use 5, 10, 15... 20, 25 to stand at the bottom of the stairs. Can
okay.
I see her from there, yeah?
Yeah, you can definitely see her from there.
And is she within 30 foot of me?
Yes, she's within 30 foot.
Okay, I'll use point blank shot then.
Okay.
Which gives me plus 1 to attack and damage rolls.
Roll to hit.
Okay.
23. 23 hits. Roll your damage.
Okay. Now it'd be 6 points of damage.
Describe it.
Yeah, so pull the bow back, and just as she's got straightening herself up from that and let an arrow go, and she's still got one arrow in each shoulder,
yep.
And this one sort of just goes straight between the two, like straight at the sternum,
yeah,
and just as she falls back down, just a little poof of all these like little ribbony things just like fly,
yeah,
up, and then she falls over backwards.
Yeah, I mean, she takes this arrow in her chest and she looks like she's tilting backwards to start off with, and she looks like she's about to go, And then her entire being just slumps forward, and her body, just broken and lifeless, rolls down the stairs, and there's bits of ribbon fluttering everywhere.
Nice.
And she lands in a crumpled heap, kind of at your feet. Make me a reflex save.
Ooh, that is going to be an 8.
Okay. As she comes down, she knocks your leg out from underneath you.
Given up.
So,
do you say the bow fell at Alora's feet? Mm.
Yes. Okay. Combat's over. She's dead.
Okay. Woo! Woo!
And Gallery's still under a net.
Can I'm going to go over.
Oh, way to go, Ogvar. Well done. Well done, everybody. That was good. Now, what the hell was she doing here?
I don't know, but I think we need to...
Is she on her own? I didn't hear anybody else, but...
Nobody came to help her.
No, that's also true.
Yes, I think we need to let the... out of this net.
Well, I'll let you do it. He was ready for me.
No problem.
So make me a strength check.
He's
not going to do it.
Laura, is that bow by your feet any good?
I don't know. I'll pick it up and have a look at it. Can I do a bit of an appraise on it as I'm just stood there? Just a quick appraise?
Make an appraisal check for me.
Appraisal check. That will be an 18 all in.
Okay. Yep. You can tell it is a Masterworks longbow.
Oh! Okay.
You're welcome.
For the time being, I'm just going to have a look at it and go, oh, this is a really nice bow. Right. I'm just going to look at Caddo, nod, and put the bow, just hook it over my shoulder so that it's... I've got my hands free, just hook it over my shoulder.
Yeah.
For now.
Is there any sort of pulley system or anything that's dropped the net that we can use to pull it back up off Galore rather than trying to lift the net?
No, there's no pulley system.
Ogvar, I lifted it. I dropped it because I chose to drop it. I think you can probably lift it.
Okay, I'll try.
Where I'm stood, I'm assuming if the body's fallen at Ogvar's feet, it's fairly close to me, is it?
Yes.
I'll do a quick body check.
Okay. So you take a look at it, you flip her over, and you know you've got to fight all these weird bits of ribbons and stuff which is hanging off her waist and around her shoulders. You fight your way through the ribbons. And you find there's a quiver of arrows. There's
a Morris dancing CD.
There's 18 arrows in this quiver. She's fired off 2.
Right, I'll pass those to Alora.
Well, yeah. Thanks for that.
And you also find on her person, you find 90 silver pieces,
okay.
75 copper, and 11 gold.
Okay, guys, who looks after loot in this group?
How many copper?
Here's your answer.
75 copper.
I'm new to the group. So, guys, who's looking after the loot?
Usually Kieran takes care of that sort of thing. He's quite good as an accountant, to be honest.
Okay, Kieran, here you go. 3 bags of money, fella.
Oh, right, okay. I'll whack those in the old pots, shall we say.
Are you sure you're all right with that?
I'm with the church.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, you know...
Wealth means nothing.
No. I must admit I don't hold too much value with it myself, but...
Is that cape going spare at all?
Oh, well...
I know. You haven't actually got him out
yet.
No,
not yet.
No.
Well, if Ogvar gets you out, are you interested in the ribbons?
Yes.
Well, that seems very you. Ogvar, I'll tell you what, let him out.
Yeah, I'll try and let him out.
Okay, make me a strength check.
An 11.
Next 3 sessions are just you can roll to get him out.
Day 3 in the net.
Laura's going to walk up, she's going to just not even bother to lift it. She's going to get her dagger and she's literally going to slice it, but she's going to slice it real close to him and go whoosh, and then fling back the net and walk off.
You do that.
I do that. I did a thing.
I don't think I'd be much cop. I suppose I could have used me dagger, but I don't think I'd have been very, very good with my flail.
What? No, we've seen you kind of skin wolves.
Right, so we've got a dead body, bottom of the stairs, body's been checked, we've got a broken net.
A blocked door.
We're ready to go, aren't we? Oh, is it worth unblocking the door first?
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
That's where we started, wasn't it,
yeah.
I think.
Can you fit into any of that armour or... What's it
there? Well, I was going to say, my brassiere's not suited for this armour, but I'll have the cape. It's very much my taste.
Okay. cape on.
What does the cape look like? Describe the cape for us.
Please tell me we're talking Joseph's coat with many colours.
Oh, right. Right, okay. Roll me a
d8. D8. Huh. Where's d8? Can't see. Oh, there you go. Oh, one.
It is bright red.
Oh,
that's bad.
Okay. It is a bright red cape.
Nice.
Does it have ribbons and shit on it?
No, the cape doesn't have ribbons.
It's just a... Is it a good cape? Is it a nice cape?
It looks like it once was a nice cape. It's slightly faded in colour. You can imagine that had it been new, it would have been a lot kind of deeper red, but it's been kind of like sun bleached, a lighter colour. And the bottom of it's all kind of ripped and torn and tattered. But in that kind of like, you know, in heroic pose with the cape blowing in the wind, but tattered ends, it's that kind of heroic.
So as he holds it up, I'm going to say to him, well, look at it this way, Gala. At least the blood spatters won't show up on that. At which point, I'm going to turn around and say to Kieran, do you want a hand with that bookcase?
Oh, yes. I suppose we better get this moved in the bolts. Unbolt it.
Well, we'll deal with that while he's tarting himself up.
Hey, many hands make light work.
Yep, you're right. Yeah. We do look and take a 20 on that.
Take
all four of us on a bookcase.
You can all take a 10.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna explain what that means.
So you don't need to roll.
Okay.
So when you take a 10, you take 10, and then you add your strength modifier for this situation. So the whole concept of take 10 is you take 10 if you've got the time to make multiple attempts to do something and add the relevant modifiers. Taking a 20 assumes that you've got 20 minutes to just continuously roll until you get it right. In this situation, I'm not going to let you take a 20 because, you know, it's...
We haven't done the rest of the building.
Yeah, okay. Effectively. Okay. But you can take a 10.
Okay, yeah. So that would give me a 12.
That would give me 11.
That would give me a 12.
Give me 11.
Yeah. As you've all got fairly even scores, you're all kind of... You can all work together fairly well to just kind of shift it out of the way. There's not one person who's going to like toss it onto another. There's not someone who's going to undercarry it. You're all fairly even. You manage to get it moved.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to undo the bolts and just make sure that the door opens.
You open the door and you can see outside. The weather hasn't changed much. It's still quite the calm, placid day it was. You can see Pickle sat by the bridge. And that's that.
Laura's going to peer around.
Come on, Pickle.
Oh, Pickle.
Pickle comes running in. Tail wagging.
Good lad.
Okay.
Well, I suppose I might as well. Do you reckon we should go upstairs and see what's going on there?
Well, it seems quiet. Can I make a listen check?
Yeah, make a listen check.
Okay. Yeah, that's a 9 all in.
Yeah, you can't hear anything, really. You can't hear any noises or any significant noises from upstairs at all.
Well, it seems to be quiet. I guess as long as we proceed relatively quietly, I mean, I don't think we have to creep, but I think just exercise caution maybe and start up the stairs a bit. And Kieran, you're not exactly going to be quiet, are you, with all that armour clanking?
Well, shall I go in the lead? Or get my shield here?
Go ahead, you know.
My morning star?
Yeah.
Should we get the body out of the way at the bottom of the stairs and then we can head on up?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Kieran, you're pretty strong. You just drag this wench out the way.
Okay.
I'll help too. I'll go across. She would also like to have a bit of a search round for his arrow.
Okay, so you want to search your arrows? Roll me a search check.
A couple of them are stuck in the barn, aren't they?
It's going to be 7 all in.
7 all in. With a 7, you're able to find 1.
Ace, thank you.
Okay.
Okay then, what?
Right, you ready to go up?
Yes, I'm...
Who do you want behind you?
Oh, well, somebody, you know, who's got a bit of range and all that lot, just to keep my back protected.
Oh, Ogvar, do you want to just go behind Kieran?
I guess that'll be me.
Cool, okay. Well, I don't mind going through. I'll go up behind Ogvar then.
I will reside at the back as I'm barely clothed and I don't want my new beautiful cloak to get ruined.
Sounds sensible. That's me in the middle then.
Okay, so you're all heading up to the next floor then.
Mm-hmm.
So you head up these stairs, and obviously the map in front of you is there. You might not be able to see it, Spencer, or...
Oh, or I'll fly by night.
But as you come up the stairs, these stairs are 30 foot high, because this is a big room on the first floor. And as you walk upstairs, you get onto the point where you're emerging onto the next level, and you can see that there is a short landing in front of you. Kieran, you can see this because you're at the front. You see this first. There's a short landing in front of you. It is a couple of feet long. And then there's another set of stairs going up right ahead, so almost like you're walking round.
Is this still lit? Sorry.
Yes, everything is lit in here.
Okay.
But to your right, you have, as you're coming up the stairs, there is a large wood panelling on your right, and you can see that this area has been divided off. There's been a separating wall built so that you can't see what's in the following room off the stairs. But there is, however, a set of doors in the middle of this landing.
Right, we've got like a landing and then a room behind a wooden wall.
Yes, basically, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move up.
Do we all fit on the landing?
No, you probably won't fit on the landing. It's about 15 foot long, the landing, and it curves.
Right, I'm going to move up towards the double doors, and I'm going to do me detect evil.
Okay. So you move towards the doors, and you can see these doors themselves. You can imagine, had they been in a full state of repair, they'd be some quite nice doors. They've got glass windows inset, and on the inside there are some linen curtains which cover to give privacy. However, at the moment, they aren't looking great. The left-hand door hangs off of its hinges. It's been broken open. There are thick gouges and into the wood, and there are cuts missing as if there's been a fight in this area. Windows have been smashed. There's bits of glass on the floor crunching underfoot, and you can see that some of the curtain rods on the inside, they've been pulled off, and the curtains are just hanging down in tatters over the windows.
Well, did I detect?
You detect evil, and you get no sense of evil whatsoever.
Right, well, looks as if someone's been having some fun here. I'm just going to have a look inside here, just to see if anybody's in trouble. Or, you know, it looks like there's been some fighting. Whether it's at the bard or what, I don't know.
How many of us have made it onto this corridor?
Who were the first three? Kieran, Alora and Ogvar, you can all see this.
Okay.
Spencer, who's just behind you, can maybe see some of this as your head's kind of popping up over the top of the stairs.
Okay.
But Esther and Galore can't see any of this.
So I'm going to go and...
I'll follow you in, mate, yeah.
So you're opening the doors?
Opening the doors.
The doors, they're one's hanging off its hinges, the other's already
out. Right, I suppose I'd better go and have a specky. You know, just make sure there's nobody injured or anything like that.
Oh, well, go on, Kieran. I'd still keep it a bit low key.
Okay, no problem. So I'll try to creep, move silently. Shall we
see? Oh no!
Make me a move silently roll, then, please, with your armor penalty added in, which is a -5.
Oh,
yeah. Ouch!
-3. Whatever I roll. 8.
Is that with your -3?
Yeah, that's with the -3.
Okay. As you walk in through the door, you step on what appears to be a mostly intact panel of glass on the floor, and the weight of it just shatters. You get of shattering glass as small bits kind of bounce off all over the floor.
Laura's face is going to screw up at this point and go, ooh, she's going to wince.
Smashing job, Kieran. Well done.
Okay. So, you're going in. Ogvar, are you following? Or
I will follow with my bow drawn, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's make it into a little procession.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're all kind of moving up.
We'll all move in.
If you and I go one side either side of the door, so we've got a spellcaster either side of the door.
Yeah, that's
okay, So one there, yeah.
Yeah, Esther will move right up.
Yeah.
And clanky half armour at the back.
Okay.
So. Peacock fan and his feathers at the back.
Okay. So now everyone is on this landing, or they're either in the room or on the landing. You can all see this site of this partially destroyed office. Okay, and everyone can make me a spot check.
That's a 12. Yeah. And you've got your spot check.
16.
Okay, 16.
20 all in for Ogvar.
Yep.
12 all in for Alora.
Okay.
Plus whatever you've got written on that in that box.
5.
Okay, so 5 all in, yeah?
Yeah, 5
okay.
all
13
in.
13
all in for me.
So.
Our survey said.
As you walk in and you get this kind of view of this office, you can tell it's definitely an office where it used to be someone's office. It's actually a very nice, well-furnished room. And if it was in its full state of repair, you can imagine it'd be a very warm, homely place to, you know, have a meeting, go over the figures. You can imagine the lighthouse keepers, they'd have all their books here, checking times of tides. You can imagine that it would have been a very nice place to work in. However, as it is, Gala, you're a bit too distracted by the fact that, you know, half your arm is missing. You're a little bit cold. It's, you know, and you are at the back here, so you can't really see as much as the others can. You're stuck in the throng. However, everyone else, you can see that this office has been destroyed. There is a large oaken table in the middle of the room. You can see there's a guest chair. Guest chair is being pulled over, it's being thrown on the floor. There's rips, it's slashed open, there's stuffing pouring out. There are chunks of this desk missing. You see, where imagine where blades hit the desk and it's carved out a chunk. There's scratches in the pristine surface. Books have been pulled from the bookcases, there are pages tossed on the floor, papers and documents scattered around. There's a sofa in the room on the far left, which has been pulled from its place. It's been pulled out of the way of the window. And the rug has been completely pulled around. There's corners flipped up, rips and tears in it. The room, it looks like a general mess. You can definitely tell that there's been some form of commotion gone on in this area. However, with a 16, Kewin and Ogvar, you are both at the front, and you are able to see on the floor, there are droplets of dried blood.
Okay. Alora's going to look around the room, taking in the scene. She's going to kind of walk forward slightly, look at the destroyed books and the mess and the table, the chair, and she's going to touch. She's going to turn to Gala and sort of throw a cursory comment back at him, saying, "Well, I'll tell you what, Gala, I thought you were looking bad, but not quite as bad as this chair just yet."
"How dare you? My outfit was beautiful before that stupid grey slime blob destroyed it."
"Well, that's an interesting description."
"Yes, well, yes, I think it looks like someone's, some blood has been drawn here, you know. And it looks like they've been, might have been looking for something as well as anything else."
"I wonder whether they found it."
"I don't know, you know. I mean, that's only speculation. It's definitely blood. Someone's definitely been injured."
"Can I walk across the room and actually do an investigation check? Just kind of start walking along the walls and having a look at the various books and, you know, just pick up some bits and pieces, go to the desk maybe."
"Okay, so you just take a general look
just
around."
"Just a general investigation."
"Okay. Well, there isn't an investigation check on here because this is 3.5.
Yeah, okay.
So unless you're searching for something specifically.
I tell you what, you look at the books, I'll go through the desk drawers."
"Oh, that's a good idea, Caddo. Right, yeah. Okay,
so
yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, Ogvar will move into the room and sort of just stand at the top of the stairs to let the other people come in through the doorway."
"Yep.
So
Caddo will go towards
me to the desk."
"Yeah, behind the desk or in front of the desk?"
"Well, so I can get to the drawers."
"Okay,
so
yeah,
probably
so
behind the desk."
"Yep, behind the desk."
"And
cool.
then we want Alora by the bookcase so she can have a look at the books that have been thrown on the floor."
"Where's the bookcase, yeah. Dungeon Master?"
Bookcases are... You've got on either side of the door where the stairs run, there's bookcases in front of that wooden mm-hmm. panelling. And then there's one big bookcase kind of spanning behind where the desk is.
"Which one would you like to check? One's at the back of the room?"
"Yeah, yeah, yeah, one's at the back of the room, fine."
"Okay.
And then who's the best person to look at blood splatter to work out what it is?"
I'm
guessing a ranger's probably most likely to make sense.
Have
blood splatter. Do you want to have a look at the blood splatter?"
"Yeah."
"Right, so I'm looking in the desk drawers, you're looking in the bookcases, you're looking closer at the blood splatter."
"Okay. So we'll start off with Elora." "Okay, so if you're looking at the bookcases, what are you looking for in particular?"
I just want to generally look at the type of books that are in here to give me a clue as to..."
"Okay, so looking at the type of books that's in here, you can see there's a couple of old kind of tomes. They look like ledgers, maybe goods coming in and out. There's some history books, there's books about ships, there's books about the tides. Books about nature, there's all sorts of general books. There were obviously workbooks for the work in the tower, upholding mechanics, upholding the lighthouse, that sort of thing. But there's also a vast selection of more casual reading."
"Would there be any
books, just although she's distracted with other things, being as there's books, she's always on the lookout for anything off the list that Sophia was looking for. Is there anything useful that Sophia might have wanted in the bookcase?
Do a search check for me.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Oh, we like one of those. We always like one of those.
Wow. Okay.
If you find a talking book, by the way, we're abandoning you.
Unless it could entertain the bag.
Well, either way, if it pals up with the bag, they're both going. They're going to be torched by the end of the session.
As you're rifling through the bookcase, you're pulling some tomes out, you're looking at them. You flipped open a couple of books, they're just old ledgers with kind of goods in, goods out, tie time, stuff like that. But as you're going through, your attention is drawn to two books in particular. One book you pull out has the title Seasons of the Sea. And it's in a beautiful blue leather covering. And it's got all kind of carved out waves on the front of it. The other one you pull out is called Nautical Knotwork. N-O-T hyphen work.
Sorry, N-O-T?
N-O-T hyphen work.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
And this one's got kind of almost like rope patterns. It's bound with a bit of rope together, holding the book closed. It's a slightly smaller book. It's kind of pocket-sized rather than the kind of like a full-size book that the Seasons of the Sea is.
Okay. Gonna turn these over. They look interesting. So I'm gonna help myself to these.
Yeah.
I'm gonna open Orland, who is on my side.
Yeah.
And just say to Orland, can you look after these for me?
Be my pleasure.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And I'm just gonna post them, postbox style. And the second one?
Bleh.
Thank you. Thanks, Orland. That's really helpful.
Oi, Baggy. That noise you just made is the most sense you've made all day.
Shut up, Peacock. You ain't got no clothes on.
I have.
What are you, an exhibitionist?
Well, I have been known to delve in those departments.
Okay, that's far too much information for me. We've got a job to do. I can't be listening to that.
Yes, we have got serious business here, so... Right, I suppose... can you spot anything with that blood, Ogre?
I don't know. I can go over and have a look.
Yeah. So roll me a survival check.
Okay, no problem. That will be a 15 all in.
Okay, with the 15 all in, you look at this blood, and you're no expert in kind of... looking at a crime scene and discovering what's happened. You're more accustomed to looking in the woods and seeing a blood trail and going, that looks like a deer, like maybe something's wandered past, that looks like it's easy prey, go get that. That's more your thing. You're used to tracking using blood rather than trying to discover what's happened using blood. However, with that kind of role, you're able to tell that perhaps the way the blood has kind of spattered across the room, the kind of different places it's in, it looks like there's been more than one person here, and definitely more than one person has shed blood.
Okay.
But you're also able to tell, kind of with the angle of where the droplets have hit and the kind of splash in the tailback from the blood, you can probably say that this fight has occurred in the room, and it's kind of travelled out of the room.
Okay, so there's a blood trail going out the room, or...?
There's not so much a blood trail, definite blood trail. There isn't a lot of blood, but there are splashes. But the angle the blood's hit the floor at is kind of left almost like a streak going backwards. And by that tailback, you're able to kind of maybe guess that it's obviously going from a forward kind of momentum. So you're kind of able to tell from the angle of where the blood splattered that perhaps it's travelled further up the lighthouse.
Okay, so I'll relay that to the group and say, well, after looking, I think... It may not just be one person's blood here. We may be dealing with a few individuals. And it looks as though they may have left this area and moved further on up. So looking over at Kewin, and if you proceed, I would proceed carefully and quietly.
Well, obviously, carefully. I'll go as quietly as possible, but hey-oh.
I don't think that's in your vocabulary, is it, Kewin?
That's in my vocabulary, just not in my nature.
Okay, can somebody keep an eye on the stairs while I go through this desk, please?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah. Okay, so you go over to the desk, and obviously coming up closer, you can see that this is a really nice desk. It's a solid piece, made out of decent quality wood. You can see that the cuts in it, it's very fresh, that it's obviously quite recent. And from what the quest was and what Esther has said, the lighthouse kind of went dead 3 days ago in the middle of the storm. So that would kind of match up with all of this. It looks fairly recent. But you can also see as you round the desk, the drawers have been pulled out. They're barely hanging on. And you can see someone has pulled out all the drawers. And as you rifle through the drawers, make me a search check, please.
Oh, that's a 4.
Oh. Is that including all your modifiers?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, yeah, that's a 4 with modifiers.
Ooh, okay.
I'm finding nothing.
Yeah. You just find a lot of paper in the drawers. I mean, there's all sorts of paper. You can imagine some of it's been swept off. As it's been swept off the desk, it's fallen in the drawers. You can imagine there are documents in there already which have been pulled out and pulled out of place. You just find a lot of paper. But you do notice that you can't find anything valuable in that sense. So perhaps someone's gone through these drawers and moved all the valuables. You're not really sure because you're not sure what would have been there in the first place, though.
Okay. Right, guys, somebody's been through this desk. If there was anything of use in it, they've taken it. It's definitely been rifled through.
Oh, that's disappointing. Okay, well, it is what it is.
What is this item over here by Kewin? Is that a fireplace or something?
No, that's the stairs upwards.
Okay, sorry.
So that's on the kind of the other side of the wood panelling.
Yeah, okay, righto, with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't like anything in that, are you? It caused us a few problems.
But where Kewin stood right there, that's actually in the bookcase.
Oh, right.
That's a love for books.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm looking from the wrong up. That's a sofa. Sorry.
Oh, he sat down. I asked him to watch the stairs. He's gone for a sit down.
Sorry.
Well, I suppose we might as well carry on up.
Onward and upward.
All right. Okay. Follow me.
Right. I'll assume usual position. I'll go third behind
Ogvar. I'm going up the stairs.
Ogvar is going to drop back and be stood with...
I was going to say I'll go second. I'm feeling a bit...
Yeah, but you haven't got... Oh, you've got a ranged weapon, haven't you?
Yeah. Actually, it's probably best if I go...
What's your armour class at the minute, having lost half of it?
Stand next to me, you might get something.
That's true, yeah. I can't see. Oh, yeah, 13.
Yeah, so your armour class is right down, isn't it? Because it ruined your armour. So anything shoots at you're going to get...
So wherever Galor ends up, Ogvar will walk up to him by the side of him and... excuse me there, Galor, have you maybe run out of any means of defending yourself?
Yes, I have actually, yes.
Well, allow me to go there. Consider this short-term loan, and I will pass him my masterwork battle axe.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd try not to melt that one, though, because he wouldn't be very happy.
There's your stats for it, if you want to scribble them down.
Okay, so if you're moving on, what order are you going in?
Well, I'll go first.
Okay.
Same order up the stairs.
Right, so who's going behind Kewin?
I'll go behind Kewin.
Okay,
I'll go behind Kewin.
Yep.
Esther will slip in behind that.
That one's Esther, yeah, cool.
Yep.
I'll stick in after that.
Yeah, and then do you want to go before me or after me, Galor?
Before.
Okay, yeah, I'll go to the back then, no trouble.
Okay. Ooh. So, you walk out of this office. You're quite careful to avoid most of the broken glass on the floor this time. But you walk out and you start going upstairs. Obviously, you can only fit three of you on the landing at the same time. So you start walking upstairs. Mm-hmm. And the person at the front, who is Kewin, you poke your head out into what appears to be a kitchen area. And you can roll me a spot check.
Spot is 9.
Okay. With the 9, you can just see that there's what appears to be a couple of kitchen units, and there is a large square table in the middle of the room with 4 chairs around it.
Okay. It just looks like a kitchen dining room. I don't know if anything here. I'll just check, see if there's any detective. Okay.
Okay, so you drop to your knees and You hold your sword in front of you, you mutter a quick prayer to Avacyn, and you don't get a strong sense of evil, but there is a kind of a niggle, like just a slight, there's something which isn't so nice up here.
Well, I couldn't get anything too specific. There might be something amiss up here. I'm just going to go a little bit more forward.
Okay. As you take a couple of steps forward, and as you're speaking, you hear a slight,
Was that your stomach?
No, it wasn't my stomach.
Well, did you hear that? It wasn't mine.
It sounded like somebody went,
Sounded like somebody was hurt. Is it worth getting up and having a look around?
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, with people, you know, a bit of contact and all this like that, somebody might be in danger, you know.
Well, we've seen blood. Yeah, so we've seen blood.
Spencer is fourth in the order, so you're going to have to be talking quite loud to talk to Spencer like this.
Am I fourth or third? Because I'm behind Esther.
Yeah
sorry.
So Caddo is quite far down. He's actually at the bottom of the stairs. For you to be talking like this, you're having to talk quite loud.
Okay.
Right. At that point, you hear a, ugh, oh, what's that?
Okay. Right, I'm going to go in, move on up. It's the usual platform and...
No, this room is completely open. So you step out onto from the top stair and you're in the room.
Yeah, okay. I'll step out next to him.
Okay, Laura, you can run me a spot check. And who's third in the order?
Esther.
Esther will roll a spot check as well.
Was it three? Damn. That's a six all in from Laura.
Okay.
Come on, Esther.
As you step into the room, you take a look around and although you're looking quite closely for maybe the source of this noise, this table is quite big in the way. However, as Esther steps up behind you, she goes, shh, don't make a sound.
I'm going to half turn and look at Esther. I'm going to frown and sort of mouth, what is it?
Look behind the table on the floor.
I'm going to bend down slightly and I'm going to do as she suggests. I'm going to bend over to my left and...
Yeah.
Have a look under the table. What can I see?
As you take a look, you can see on the floor two prone forms on bedrolls. Asleep.
Right, I'm going to reach my hand out to Kewin, put my hand on the side of his armour and just give him a very slight push. Not enough to jiggle the armour. Not enough to jiggle. No, just push so that he's aware of the fact that I'm trying to get his attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes?
I'm going to point my first two index fingers at my eyes and then take my first index finger and point to below the table and waggle my finger slightly, indicating quite furiously that something...
While you're doing this, Esther's turned around to Caddo and she's gone, Caddo, pass the message down. Be very quiet. We have two prone people in the room. They're asleep at the moment, but I don't know if they're going to stay that way for much longer.
Understood.
I shall turn to the other two, and I shall just put my finger to my lips.
Yep.
I will just nod enthusiastically.
Okay. So, Kewin, she's just tapped you. She's signalled to you that, look over there. What are you doing?
I'm going to turn to both her and Esther, and I'm going to wave my morning star to say, and go over and hit them, or up the stairs, or I'm going to go and point up the stairs. But I don't, and then I'm going to say, I don't really want to leave them here behind us if we go upstairs.
No.
So we need to deal with them. So I think we need to...
Yeah, I agree with that.
...carefully move in and maybe be ready to see if we have to deal with them.
Laura's going to make sure she's got a bolt loaded in the crossbow.
Okay. So Esther moves away from the top of stairs and she does it very quietly. She's tiptoeing. She tips her way from the top of stairs to leave you enough room to come up into the room.
Do we all come up into the room then?
It depends on you. There's now enough room for at least two more people to come into the room.
I'll go in the room if you want. You're at the back.
You're at the back.
Oh, yeah. So far we've got the front three.
The front three.
So we could get
the
cleric and the ranger in if we wanted to.
Well, the ranger's at the back.
Yeah.
No.
Are you in the
fighters
room?
Are the back.
Yeah, I'm next to work here.
All right, okay, so you're next to back, are you?
Esther's in the room.
Yep, Esther's in the room. So at the moment, the three of you are kind of clumped around.
Okay, I'll stay at the top of the stairs. I've still got, I'm assuming I've still holding my crossbow because that's what I
yes,
used last.
Yes, and you do have line of sight because there's no kind of wall at the top of the
okay,
stairs.
Okay, you haven't got a ranged weapon, have you?
I've got a crossbow. Got
a you've got a crossbow.
I'd say out of all of you, the only one who doesn't actually have line of sight or who can actually fire into the room would be Ogvar. Caddo and Gallo, seeing as you're 6 foot two, Gallo, you're going to be able to kind of be able to shoot over the edge of this kind of flooring into the room. But with where the table's situated at the moment, the only one who may possibly have a clear shot would be Gallo.
Okay, so okay. I'm going to, because I've already got my crossbow in my hand, I'm going to tap it gently, point to it, and point to Gallo.
Okay.
I'm going to load up my crossbow and sort of stand in situ.
Yep. And both Caddo and Gallo, you can. She's made you aware that obviously there's someone in the room. So if you run me a quick spot check.
At 20.
Yeah, you definitely see them.
Good on you.
10 for me.
Yeah. And you've already been told they're there, so you are aware, but you can actually see them now on the floor. Gallo, with your natural 20, you can actually make out the details of these two people. Okay. There is a thin, short, wiry looking man. He has a very small goatee. He's kind of facing towards you. He's clutching a sword in his hand. The other one is a large wall of muscle. He looks relatively well groomed. He looks after himself. He looks like it. He is currently sucking his thumb while cuddling his greatsword.
I was going to say, so the second one looks like me, but then without sucking the thumb. Kind of.
We don't know yet, do we?
Yeah,
we haven't seen you sleep.
That's true, actually.
he looks rough, but he is cuddling his greatsword like it's a teddy bear.
You know what? In some ways, I kind of want to dispatch one of them.
Right.
But also,
we don't know further.
Yeah. Because if they're the lighthouse keepers and I've killed them both.
Right, wouldn't we expect the lighthouse keepers?
You might have a new job.
I suppose if the lighthouse keepers have already been attacked, then...
Yeah, and to be
fair... Do we think the lighthouse keepers would be in the kitchen if we'd found an angry bard on the first floor?
Right. I'm going to whisper to Esther.
Yeah.
She should be close. Because she's been
here
before.
She's right by you.
She's been here before. Esther, these wouldn't be the lighthouse keepers, would they? They're not really dressed.
Definitely not, no. No, the lighthouse keepers, they're two older gentlemen. These are definitely not the lighthouse keepers.
So these are a couple of scoundrels, shall we say.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Caddo.
Yes.
Can you pass a message on? Can you ask them if I can kill them now, please? I really want to shoot them. Please.
Gwyn. Gallo's quite keen to get into the action. Are you happy for them to shoot them at range, or would you rather give them a whack from close order?
Well, see now he's over there, and I'm more this way. I won't be in line of sight, so... And I can, if they wake up, I can always hit them with my morning star. So, yes.
Okay.
Go!
If you aim for the little one, if you aim for the little thin one, I'll tell him to shoot the big fat one.
Okay.
Gala.
Ready?
Gwyn says go for the big guy.
My pleasure.
Okay.
On that basis, I mean, I'm going to fire at the same time as him. I mean, if we're going for the big guy, we might as well put two bolts in him rather than one.
Right, okay. So, Caddo and Gallo, you're going for the big guy. Who's going for the little guy?
Yeah.
You're going for the little guy, okay. So, as you're stood there and you're having this conversation, these conversations happen in quite rapid succession as you're trying to decide what to do. But with Cumin's noise and the noise Cumin's been making, they are actually rousing. They're just surfacing from sleep. And you're deciding to attack them.
Yes.
So, roll to hit, the three of you.
The team gather on the ground floor, where Galor gets himself into a knotty nightmare. Allura exchanges fire with a wave of a wand, but failed to fell her target. Thankfully, however, Ogvar was on form, and the archer from above was assassinated in short order. The second floor beckoned when they found an office which offered important information plus a useful book for Alora. Rejoin the team next week to continue scaling the heady heights of the lighthouse.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Having you as a listener means everything to us. So, whichever streaming service you choose to listen to us with, please give us a like, subscribe, and follow. We would love for you to join us on our Facebook or Twitter page, where you can catch up with all of our latest news. While you're waiting for the next episode of Secrets of the Silver City, why not pop over to our website, where you can read all of the information about this campaign, from backstories to setting. All of the links are in the bio of this episode. Join us again next week for the next instalment. Thank you for listening.